He bent down, reached into the grass, brought up sharp shards of tile, yes, but also earth. The earth of the jungle. Some deep catacomb or tomb, or perhaps there was a beetle crawling through the dirt he'd scooped up, a beetle with a red mark on its back like a bloody smile, and Jake cast it away with a cry of disgust. Mark of the king. Say true. He came back to himself and realized that he was down on one knee, practicing at archaeology like the hero in some old movie while the hounds drew closer on his trail. And Oi was looking at him, eyes shining with anxiety. Ache! 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 Yeah, he said, heaving himself to his feet. I'm coming. But, Oi, what is this place? Oi had no idea why he heard anxiety in his Cardine's voice. What he saw was the same as before, and what he smelled was the same as before. Her smell. The scent the boy had asked him to find and follow. And it was fresher now. He ran on along its bright brand. 4. Jake stopped again 5 minutes later, shouting, Oi, wait up a minute! The stitch in his side was back, and it was deeper, but it still wasn't the stitch that had stopped him. Everything had changed. Or was changing, and God help him, he thought he knew what it was changing into. Above him the fluorescent light still shone down, but the tile walls were shaggy with greenery. The air had become damp and humid, soaking his shirt and sticking it against his body. A beautiful orange butterfly of startling size flew past his wide eyes. Jake snatched at it, but the butterfly eluded him easily, almost merrily, he thought. The tiled corridor had become a jungle path. Ahead of them it sloped up to a ragged hole in the overgrowth, probably some sort of forest clearing. Beyond it, Jake could see great old trees growing in a mist, their trunks thick with moss, their branches looped with vines. He could see giant spreading ferns, and through the green lace of the leaves, a burning jungle sky. He knew he was under New York. Must be under New York, but what sounded like a monkey chittered. So close by that Jake flinched and looked up, sure he would see it directly overhead, grinning down from behind a bank of lights. And then, freezing his blood, came the heavy roar of a lion, one that was most definitely not asleep.